The first thing I would like you to do is give me your name and your title and where you're from.
My name is Lance Cook. I'm a bison producer from Bassett, Nebraska.
All right, and you're also here representing the National Bison Association and the Species Working Group regarding animal identification. If you could first, Lance, tell me about the importance of animal ID to your particular species.
Okay, there's kind of two parts to that with regards to the bison. We chose to become engaged in this process at an early point in its evolution because with bison, the bison market being such a small segment, we thought it would be prudent for us to start this process so we could determine how we would handle ID without ID being forced upon us in a manner that probably wouldn't fit our markets and our animals. The other part with the animal ID is bison is becoming a more and more accepted food animal, and if we were to ever to have an animal disease issue, it could be very catastrophic. Everything in the bison market is exponentially amplified compared to the cattle market. If we were to have a BSE issue, it would probably be completely disastrous, and we wouldn't be able to get out of it like the beef market was able to. So the one chance that we may have to limit some of the damage if we were to ever run into this issue is through a good traceback system, an animal ID system.
Well, what is unique about your species? Obviously, it's different. And what are some of the particular concerns that your particular species has when it comes to animal ID?
The main concern, and we see this with the National Bison Association's program, and we've been able to minimize its impact, but handling bison is difficult. The facilities required take a sizable investment. We try to handle them as little as possible. There is a fairly significant economic cost with too much handling. So the biggest issue has been to determine when we need to have the tags in, how we read those tags, when we read those tags, and who has responsibility for that. And I feel we've evolved to a point where we have it to a pretty good process where our process or our producers are somewhat accepting of what we're proposing.
Now, you said that you've been doing this for about 3 years. It seems to be working fairly well. But what are some of the specific recommendations that your group is making at this point to USDA regarding animal ID?
With regards to the animal ID, our recommendations are almost identical in some cases to the cattle working group. The bison move through the same sale barns as cattle do. They're slaughtered for the most part in the same plants. We recommend we're right now using the standard ISO passive RFID tag. A lot of our animals are using the All-Flex tag. We use the same readers. All that stuff has been recommended as the same. The big glaring difference right now that we have with the recommendation is a reporting responsibility. We would prefer it falls on the shipping parties to report, whereas the cattle working group wants the receiving party. It's logical to want the receiving party to report the movement. It's not practical with bison. We had a lot of fallout initially in the Bison Association program when we had started down that road of reading tags upon receipt. However, almost all bison, all bison that do it legally move interstate have a health paper with it. So if we're addressing just interstate movement, there is a document. The shipper has a responsibility to read the tags and have the official ID. A destination is stated. We don't feel there's any need to read those bison on the receiving end. And if this program was ever mandatory and the USDA was supposed to do a cost analysis, you would find that requiring a bison producer to read on the receiving end between death, loss, injury, lost weight, time involved, it would be very expensive for our producers as well. And we would have very little participation unless there was a punitive aspect in this plan if we required them to read them on the receiving end. That's the reality, and we've been fortunate enough to go down that path before anything becomes mandatory or this system becomes more widespread.
Very good. Thank you very much.